I'm sitting here this afternoon with Herb Stevenson at Pebble Ledge Ranch. Herb, I had a question for you. In trainings and workshops, I often run into folks who ask me a similar variation of question. So they'll say, hey, you know, I'm in my organization trying to create some change, but there's these old hats here who are just used to doing it their way and not sure what to do. So if somebody came to you with this question or this problem of how to overcome the resistance to change that they're facing in their organizations, what might you say to them?
It's obviously a question that any leader in an organization faces on a constant basis. Oftentimes, in a very naive way, we look at it as what the people are doing are resisting the change, and some people would say preserving the past. One of the concerns that we would have in Gestalt is you have two fixed positions. One is that the people who want to do the change and move forward are highly attached to change as the only solution, and the people who may be perceived to be resisting are highly attached to the past. What I would rather focus on from a Gestalt point of view is what's the core concept or piece that's not been addressed within this change process. And for example, if I were to look at the people who are not moving forward, I would say, what's their immunity to change? Bob Keegan and Lisa Leahy wrote a book about it, and also in some of their prior writings. It basically says we create an equilibrium of our comfort through our creative adjustments of life, how we make meaning. And when we begin to find out that what's behind that immunity to change, it's usually a core assumption, core values. If we address those core values or those core assumptions, we actually can find out that there's probably more common ground of moving forward than not, but they haven't been addressed. And most of the time, that's because this immunity to change as a state of equilibrium is more like an internal culture, a personal construct that the person's not even aware of. It's kind of like my being a fish in water. I'm not aware of the water, and yet I need it for my own survival or my own identity. And so when I work with those things, I really try to understand what's the attachment for the people trying to change, what's the attachment of the people who are supposedly resisting the change, and out of that, find a way to support both sides to begin to come closer to the center to really realize, are we that far apart, and what is the best of both sides that could lead us to this change?
You mentioned values are important to the change process and understanding where someone's coming from. What does that look like?
Well, we all have two or three core values that drives us, and it's usually in our background, or it's almost hidden in our meaning-making process. Is almost like a metastructure, whether it's imparted from family or whether it's imparted through the way we've learned to make meaning in our lives. What ends up happening is those two or three core values actually shape everything we think about and what we're attracted to and not attracted to. When we begin to understand that, that's what Bob Keegan and Lisa Leahy would call the big assumption. There's a big assumption that somebody's attached to. I just call them core values. Once you unravel that, then the person begins to realize, oh, that's why I think this way, and that's why I do this, and yes, that's very important to me. But it's a meta process in the sense that it's actually embedded in the background, highly influential, but not necessarily transparent to us in our own process.
So when people are looking at change, the question that's important to ask would be, what's the value that's driving your position or your interest?
Well, what's driving the change and what's driving those who don't want to change?
We have a few more seconds here. Is there anything you'd point folks to in terms of a resource?
The primary thing I would say at this point is related to this. Bob Keegan and Lisa Leahy's book on immunity to change that came out last year is a very valuable resource.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.